royal lineage. What else do we know about Joseph? Well, he's described in Matthew chapter 1, verse 6 as the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. Notice, he's not called the father of Jesus, but the husband of Mary. You see, Jesus was born of an earthly mother without the need of an earthly father. And this is the doctrine of the virgin birth, which was prophesied hundreds of years before in the Old Testament book of Isaiah. A third thing we know about Joseph is that he was a skilled craftsman, popularly referred to as a carpenter. We read this in Matthew 13:55. But there are many things that we just don't know about Joseph. For example, we don't know when he was born, so we don't know how old he was at the time of Jesus' birth. Some traditions suggest that he was older than Mary, that he was a widower, but in truth, we actually do not know. And the reason we don't know for certain is because the Bible doesn't tell us. And I'm always encouraged when the Bible doesn't tell us something, because it means we don't need to know it. Okay? Don't need to know. Neither do we know when Joseph died. But because his last personal appearance in the Gospels is about, it's when Jesus was about 12 years old, it's generally assumed that he had probably died sometime after this and before Jesus' earthly ministry began. So there we are. That's a snapshot of what we know about this man. The second question I want to look at is, what was his relationship to Mary, the mother of Jesus? Now, when we first encounter Joseph in Matthew chapter 1, we read that there was a marriage pledge between him and Mary. We see this in verse 18. Now, in order to understand the significance of this, we need to be aware that in Jewish culture at this time, marriages consisted of three stages or three steps. The first step in the whole marriage process was the engagement. Now, the engagement at this particular time in this particular culture wasn't like the engagements we have today in Western society. The engagement for Mary and for Joseph would probably have been arranged by their parents. Quite early on, when they were young people, there would be the families would get together and talk about your daughter marrying my son and so on. So usually this was arranged by the couple's parents. Then they would move to the next step. After the engagement, there would be the betrothal. The betrothal. And this normally lasted about a year. And it required the couple's agreement followed by the signing of a legal document. So because of this, really, the betrothal part was really pretty much binding, almost as binding as marriage would be today. But it wasn't a marriage as we would know it, because the couple didn't live together at this point. When we come to the third step is the actual marriage proper. And this is when the couple would come together and live totally as husband and wife. I think that's helpful to know that, because when we read the Bible, when we read the section that I read earlier, we talk about being pledged to marry Joseph, and then it refers to Joseph, her husband, but that's why the betrothal, still called as her husband. Now, at the time we meet them, this is where they are. They're in the second stage. They're in the betrothal stage. So let's perhaps just read it again. Matthew 1:18 says, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. So this pledge, or this betrothal, had taken place. And Matthew, the writer of this gospel, Matthew is very careful to point out that they had not yet come together. There had been no sexual contact between them at all. Yet, Mary was pregnant. Again, Matthew fills us in on what actually happened. Still in verse 18 of chapter 1, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. This was not a natural conception. This was a supernatural conception. Neither Joseph nor any other man had anything to do with it. However, because of Mary's pregnancy, Joseph now finds himself in a bit of a pickle. Here he is, betrothed to this young girl who's expecting a baby that he knows for certain isn't his. So imagine the thoughts that would have gone through Joseph's mind. Oh, Mary, you're not who I thought you were. I really trusted you. Or, oh, Mary, how could you have gone with someone else? I thought you loved me.